This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Soldiers who seized power in a military coup Sunday in the West African nation of Guinea announced on state television that President Alpha Condé has not been harmed. A representative of the group, who called themselves the National Committee for Rally and Development, said the 83-year-old Condé has access to health care and is in touch with his doctors. The official made the announcement from the headquarters of state television, surrounded by men in uniform. The soldiers detained Condé after hours of heavy gunfire Sunday rang out near the presidential palace in the capital, Conakry, and then they announced on state television that the government had been dissolved. Condé's whereabouts were unknown for several hours on Sunday until a video emerged showing Condé being held in military custody. In their statement, the junta gave no timeline for releasing him, other than to say, quote, "Everything will be fine. When the time comes, we will issue a statement." They announced plans to replace Guinea's governors and mayors with regional commanders. They also said a nationwide curfew was in effect until further notice. Officials the junta called, outgoing ministers and former presidents of institutions, were invited to a meeting on Monday. They were told declining that invitation would be considered a rebellion against the country's new leaders. Libyan authorities have released Saadi Gaddafi, a son of the former leader Muammar Gaddafi, who was ousted and killed during a 2011 uprising. The news came from a Libyan official source and a unity government source Sunday. The sources said Gaddafi's release resulted from negotiations involving senior tribal figures and the prime minister of the unity government. Saadi Gaddafi fled for Niger during the NATO-backed uprising in 2011 and was extradited to Libya in 2014. VOA News. The commander of an armed opposition group in Afghanistan said Sunday he welcomed proposals from religious scholars for holding peace talks with the Taliban if they pull back their forces from his native northern Panjshir province. Ahmad Massoud made the offer through a post on his organization's Facebook page on a day when Taliban forces claimed they had fought their way into the provincial capital, Bazarak, after seizing the rest of the province. Massoud's statement came in response to reports in Afghan media that said a council of religious scholars had called on the Taliban to accept a negotiated settlement to end the fighting. Panjshir is the last remaining area of armed resistance to the Taliban's rule since they captured the other 33 Afghan provinces, including the capital, Kabul, last month in a lightning blitz as Western-trained government forces collapsed and President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. Qatar has flown humanitarian aid into Kabul and said it will operate daily aid flights to Afghanistan over the next few days, providing much-needed supplies following a hiatus in much Western aid due to the Taliban takeover last month. Qatar has emerged as a key connection between Western nations and the Taliban after developing close ties with the militant group by hosting its political office since 2013. The Gulf state's foreign ministry says a Qatari aid flight carrying medical supplies and food products arrived in Kabul on Saturday. Qatar has helped reopen the airport, which closed for several days after the United States led airlift of its citizens, Afghans and other nationals, ended last month. Half of Afghanistan's 40 million people, including 10 million children, required humanitarian assistance at the start of this year. That's according to the International Organization for Migration late last month. It added that the needs are expected to rise. Riot police in Montenegro have fired tear gas at protesters who fired gunshots into the air and hurled bottles and stones during the inauguration of the new head of the Serbian Orthodox Church. In the small Balkan nation, police and media reports say at least 7 police officers and several protesters have been injured in the clashes. At least 14 people have been arrested. The ceremony Sunday morning in the former capital, Cetinje, angered opponents of the Serbian church in Montenegro. The country declared independence from Serbia in 2006. Hundreds of protesters confronted the police in Cetinje on Saturday around a monastery where the inauguration took place. The protesters oppose Serb influence in their country. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.